going on, America? I am Graham Allen, and welcome to the newest episode of the Dear America podcast. Chad Prather joins us today, the political cowboy himself, to discuss Walmart, Kroger, and Dick's Sporting Goods. It's going to be a funny one. Chad Prather is here, so sit back, relax, and welcome to the newest episode of the Dear America podcast.
Hey!
What's going on, America? And welcome to the Wednesday episode of the Dear America podcast. If you're wondering why we have a bit more bass in today's episode, it's because the one, the only political cowboy, Chad Prather himself, is here in the studio today.
Yeah, it's good to be with you boys. It feels very estrogenless in here.
It is. Alyssa is not here today.
She must have heard I was coming.
She did. Well, the sexual harassment claim is still pending.
Yeah. I've been telling them it's true. I don't know why it's pending. I did it.
Oh, man. Anyway, so I told you guys we have a huge announcement on the podcast today.
Huge.
So we're going to jump right into it. But it's not an announcement from me today. It's actually an announcement from Chad Prather himself. Chad, you have a new tour coming out, right?
I do have a new tour. You know, the Star Spangled Banter comedy tour, we've been doing that thing for the last 18 months, and I will continue doing that tour through the end of this year until we hit 2020. But we've gotten together, and this is interesting. This is something that's worth talking to, maybe not on this episode, but we're doing a show called Freedom to Laugh Comedy Tour, and it's with what we call ourselves the Eagles of Liberty. It's myself and, of course, Brian Hainer, Michael Loftus, Reno Collier. All those guys have a pretty notable claim to fame. They're all conservative comedians. This is going to be a conservative politics comedy show.
Very slanted center-right.
Yeah, very much so. So why, you know, we're going to make fun of everybody at the end of the day because that's what we do. But, you know, who says that liberals have to own all the comedy?
Yeah.
No, that's a stereotype that we're going to diminish. So we've got about 15 shows lined up between now and the end of the year, and then we're going to be doing theaters and arenas, we hope, as we head into 2020 because it's just going to be a bigger and bigger show.
Right.
But yeah, we're having a good time with it. But I tell you, the original name we were going to call the thing was MAGA Country Comedy Tour, and we got so censored by that thing on social media that we finally said, "Scrap it! This is a for-profit business."
Right.
We need to change the name.
So everybody should go check that out. When does it start officially?
We're going to be in Des Moines, Iowa on the 24th of September. Then we're going to be in Omaha on the 25th and Kansas City on the 26th. And then it's off to the races. People can go to EaglesOfLiberty.com.
EaglesOfLiberty.com. So that actually has led me into a road that I wasn't going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of comedy, Dave Chappelle, as most people know, have set the world on fire.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw a Rotten Tomatoes score today where the critics score with only 7 reviews is now up to 29%.
Oh.
However, the audience reviews with thousands is 99%.
It was amazing.
People loved it. So I hadn't seen it until last night.
Yeah, I watched it last night.
So I watched it last night. It was the funniest thing I've seen.
Yeah.
In a very, it reminded me of Chappelle's Show.
Mm-hmm.
It did. It reminded me of Chappelle's Show. Think about, and we'll talk about some of the things he discussed in there. I think Dave Chappelle, kind of under the radar, came out as a conservative in that thing. But think about the Chappelle Show.
Yeah.
Black, white supremacist, racial draft. I mean, think about all these things that he did 15 years ago, and it was the biggest show in the world.
Oh, yeah.
If he were to do that today, or if anybody were to do that on main TV network today, they'd never work again. That's one reason why The Office, Steve Carell has said he will never do The Office again because in today's society, they would never be able to do what they did back in The Office. So why is it so different now? Did the comedy really change? No. Freaking weenies that can't take a joke changed, right?
Yeah.
He talked about abortion in there, which you know, everyone knows that I am very anti-abortion. And he came out kind of like he was leaning towards the woman's side of things there. But he's a genius.
Yeah.
He makes the left think that he's on their side. And then as soon as he gets them all worked up, he goes, but, you know, if you're allowed to murder somebody, then I should be allowed to abandon them and not have to pay child support. And then at the very end, he says one thing, and I'd love to get your thoughts on this, Chad, being in the comedy world like you are. He says this one thing that I thought was super powerful. He goes, now, if some of you are thinking that I'm wrong, then maybe we're wrong. And the funny thing to me is if you watch the show, and if you guys have not seen this on Netflix, you need to go watch it. If you watch it, the crowd goes eerily silent right mm-hmm. there. There was no laughs. There was no nothing. Right there in the middle of a comedy special, the crowd kind of went silent. And I don't know if it was from distaste from the female audience or if people really sat there and went, huh, at the same time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he makes a really, really good point. Chad, in your opinion, A, what'd you think of it? And B, do you think that it was what comedy needed, or do you think that it was a rarity that's probably not going to happen again?
Well, a couple of points. So, first of all, I think he's a national treasure. I mean, he's
I love Dave Chappelle.
He's this generation's comedian, all right? He's our Carlin, he's our Pryor, mm-hmm. he's our, you know, and you're going to see, because they paid, I don't know, $50, $60 million to Eddie Murphy to come out and do another comedy special, which is yet to be released.
I'll be interested to see
if
how
he
that
does
goes.
The same, he's literally going to have to walk out on stage holding his boyfriend's hand. He's going to have to prove that he's woke. Mm-hmm. Woke, because I just don't think Eddie Murphy can do it, because if he comes out and does the same comedy he did back in the 80s, he's going to get crucified. Chappelle is a living example of that.
Well, so, no one's seen him in years either.
No.
I mean, he hadn't done anything.
No. So it's going to be interesting to see the reception on that. So that'll be fun to watch, something to look forward to. But it's not going to be a Chappelle-esque type show, because Chappelle is so smart on so many levels. His depth is incredible when it comes to his comedy.
Yeah.
He is a thinking man's comic. You see this guy, here he is, you know, he's vaping on stage, and you know, you're like, well, here's a dude who likes to smoke weed and this kind of stuff, and you just kind of, it's kind of like me in the truck with the cowboy hat on.
Right.
You take it for granted, and I'm not saying I'm a genius, but you know there, what I
there,
mean.
There it
but,
was. You know,
there it
was. Chad pushing his own intellect.
But you try to, you know, disarm people with the aesthetics, and then you come in. And so I tweeted that joke, that bit that he did about the abortion thing, and I said, if you think you know what he's saying, you're really not listening to what he's saying.
Yeah.
Because on the surface level, it's not there. Now, he caught a ton of garbage after his...
He doesn't care.
You know, before... And then he came back out in his equanimity special and was talking about how the transgender community just went after him. So to your question, I think that he is... If we will receive it, comedy savior, okay?
Yeah.
But you've got to receive it. I just don't know that this culture, this day and age, can. Now, I think the public loves it. That's why, for me, my personal policy has always been, and I tell people on stage night after night, I refuse to apologize. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make fun of you. I'm going to make fun of me. I'm going to make fun of everybody.
Exactly.
I'm going to make fun of the stereotypes, and I don't care who you are, we're going to make fun, because as Joe Rogan said, mocking is in the job description.
Yeah.
So he's good at doing that, but he does it in such a way to make you think. And so I appreciate what he did. I mean, you know, we needed somebody.
Yeah.
Right.
Who's going to step up to that
speaking,
point.
Right. Speaking about abortion, if we can jump on that bandwagon for a minute, Georgia, a couple months ago, really stepped out and, you know, pushed the strictest anti-abortion laws ever. Liz Milano, all these movie companies, comics, Hollywood elitists, everything said to boycott Georgia. We ain't making movies there no more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out that people actually like to make their money because the boycott has backfired. And the major networks like AMC and Netflix have both said, nah, we're going to keep filming
there.
We're
still filming there.
The Walking Dead, set to resume filming. And Stranger Things, season 4, is going to be right back there in Georgia. And so it makes you think about the fact of this. I think Dave Chappelle's comedy special is a real testament to the actual climate that is America.
Mm-hmm.
Real America loved it. Just like real America is not for abortion. Right. You hear all these loud people all the time. And that's what I loved about what Dave Chappelle did, because he was in the middle of Atlanta. There's a lot of females in there, a lot of woke people.
Mm-hmm.
And he went out there and he did not, you know, bow down to the people that were in front of him. He said what he thought, what he felt. And real America is receiving it. I think it's one of the highest watched Netflix specials ever.
Oh, yeah.
And you look at the anti-abortion bill in Georgia, and now that the big media companies are saying, you know, no, we actually, It's really convenient down there in Georgia.
It is, but you know what? Let me, to that point, let's look at Beverly Hills. Okay, so you see, Real America is everywhere still. I do 15 shows a year in California. That state supports my shows more than any other state, believe it or not.
Wow.
They show up. Next week, Donald Trump is having a fundraiser out there, and of course, we know Eric McCormick and Deborah Messing from Will and Grace came out and said, hey, we want everybody exposed so we know who not to work with.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
So in that regard, isn't it interesting that as high as $100,000 was the highest ticket price in Beverly Hills to come to a Trump fundraiser.
Right.
That means if he's doing a fundraiser in Beverly Hills, he's got support in places like Beverly Hills.
Oh, of course he does.
People that are going to come off their pockets. So Real America is out there. The problem is they've just been silenced and deplatformed and taken away, and nobody values what they're
Trump
saying anymore.
Trump would love nothing more than to somehow win California.
Wouldn't that be great?
2020. Yeah. You want to talk about people's heads exploding.
Yeah, I think it goes back to the thing we always say, you know, hard times create strong men, strong men create good times. Mm-hmm. We had it so good that these people are kind of complacent, and they're letting their leaders pass all these things, and they're not speaking up enough,
going out
and voting enough. And I get messages all the time from people in California. They're like, don't forget about us, you know, we're on the dark side or whatever. It's like, yeah, well, you got to go out and represent yourself.
Well, you know, we've talked about the subliminal silent majority, if you will, that I believe is becoming less and less silent. But let's talk about the crazy people in America for a short minute here. So I've got a screenshot here from the Twitter account of Satan. All right. 1.5 million people follow this page, by the way.
Wow.
So I was on Twitter yesterday, and I saw this hashtag trending. And I was like, what the crap is that about? And come to find out, Satan himself posted this thing. And it simply, and this was at 3 o'clock yesterday. So I have no idea what it's at now. But Satan says, let's get hashtag verify Satan trending. And sure enough, it's trending on Twitter, man. People are like getting behind it. It had 20,000 likes as of 3 o'clock yesterday. That's at least 20,000 of really scary people. You want to talk about your universal background checks and gun control, folks? There's 20,000 of them right there. If you're going to go down that slippery slope, you might as well start at the Satan following people.
A lot of those people are trolling.
Hang on. I'm fixing to... Here, you guys... Chad, what are your thoughts while I look
what's
up this
name?
Satan
what's
account?
What's the name of the page
I'm doing
again?
It right now. It's Satan. S-A-N. Satan. So hold on. This was quick. Hang on.
If you're looking for crazy, you don't have to look that far. Yeah. I mean, you really don't. People identify themselves pretty quickly.
It now has 57,000 likes.
Hey, are you on Facebook or Twitter?
On Twitter.
You're on Twitter.
It's right there. Look, I'm not kidding, man. 1.5 million people. Hold on. He's following 68. Let's see who he's following.
Trump.
Followers I know.
What's it at what?
S-A-N. S-8-N. Say 8-N.
Oh,
yeah.
I gotcha.
Anyway, he's following 68 people. Can you imagine being the person that Satan is following on Twitter?
How do you verify that account?
Dude, you want to talk about... okay, hashtag Dear America. Should the Satan account be verified? I mean, I feel like if someone with a Satan picture is talking to you, you should know.
I want to see that ID.
Is this the real? His check mark should be red. I'm just saying.
I'd love to see what this guy actually looks like in real life.
Dude, look, man.
Some Rastafarian guy.
Whether you're religious or not, that takes a lot of you know what to like create a Satan account and post a bunch of stuff. Anyway, all I'm saying is that's a real thing. That's really going on right now. So you're welcome and good luck sleeping at night for that, America. Maybe it's a troll account. Maybe it's not. Either way, it's pretty ballsy to create a Satan account.
Yeah.
Hollywood talk. USA Today reports this. Kristen Stewart has come out from underneath her rock. She's finally making movies again. That's right. The glitter vampire people chick. What was the name of the movie?
Twilight.
Twilight. The Twilight chick is back. And she's in the new Charlie's Angels movie. The new Charlie's Angels movie. Well, now she's come out to join the bigotry and discrimination movement.
Mm-hmm.
Basically saying, Kristen Stewart says, there was a time when she was warned by Marvel that her sexual orientation was negatively impacting her career. She even goes on to say that Marvel hinted to her that if she would stop holding her girlfriend's hand so much in public, she might be a Marvel movie character.
Mm. You know what else hurt her career was sleeping with her director on Twilight.
No, yeah,
and
no.
Wrecking his marriage.
Well, yeah, what hurt her career is that once she grew up out of the teeny bopper age, people knew she couldn't act. That was, you
I
know.
I thought you were going to say her straight relationship was going to hurt her career.
No. Her gay thing. What I'm guessing is because she looks like Captain Marvel. In this thing, like she's got the Captain Marvel haircut now.
She looks What's like up, Megan fella? Rapinoe.
Yeah.
What's up, fella?
Anyway, so I don't know. I don't believe that. I think that's garbage. I think she's trying to create a stir because everyone knows that Hollywood loves the alphabet people, the as alphabet Dave Chappelle people. Would call it. All right, so Chad, you'll appreciate this. All right, Rednecks Unite. Just a few days after Chris Jericho, yes, the wrestler from the WWE, now in the AEW World Championship, it appears that his belt may have been stolen from his limousine while he ate at Longhorn Steakhouse.
My God.
You want to talk about a caption that not only is funny, but also encapsulates your entire fan base in one thing. Of all the places for a famous wrestler to get his belt stolen.
Ain't that the Longhorn.
A redneck's paradise. But look, in Mississippi, where I come from, if you ate at a Longhorn's? Longhorn Steakhouse, somebody just got paid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's a big night. Ooh. Chick-fil-A is under attack again. This time, faculty at Kansas University wants Chick-fil-A thrown off of Kansas, saying that it is a business of bigotry.
Man, Kansas?
Well, it's Kansas,
yeah,
right?
Kansas.
Well, the only thing
it'd be
Kansas,
the last state you would expect.
The only thing Kansas has ever been known for is the make-believe character of Superman. Okay, let's be honest. Kansas sucks. Well, I'm sorry. If you're from Kansas,
Overland Park's cool.
Oh,
I grew up 30 minutes from Kansas.
If you have one place in an entire state, does that? Well, this place is nice. That's not a nice steak.
Nah, it's just not bad. I have to pander a little bit. I got a show cut up in Wichita goodness. And Kansas City.
People know that.
Kansas City's awesome.
I love the people Kansas of City, Kansas. Missouri. I'm just saying.
Let's talk about Mississippi.
You're known for. I tell people all the time Mississippi sucks.
No, but I tell people. I say if you get into Kentucky, those Flint Hills and stuff with the grass and that grass-fed beef that's up there, it's beautiful to see.
Not Southern Missouri.
You can see a long way. You can see a long way.
We are pandering to the PC culture
right
now.
I would live there. The negative digit winners, mm-hmm. I would live there.
I'm retiring to Southern Missouri.
Here's all I'm saying, okay? When you say a place sucks, you're not talking about the people, all right? It's like Mississippi. Mississippi sucks, and I'm from Mississippi. I love Mississippi.
I love
Mississippi. But people that live in Mississippi, you know what I'm talking about. There ain't nothing there. It's hot. It's humid. It's like 99% humidity all the time. We got mosquitoes the size of Black Hawk Apache helicopters.
Yeah.
Nobody goes to visit Mississippi.
Oh, they've done a great job in Jackson. Oh,
yeah,
you can
exactly.
Gamble.
That's my point, man. People irritate me so bad. Ugh, Graham, you're talking about my hometown, and I'm proud to be. Good. I'm proud to be from Lowndes County, Mississippi, but I still would not tell people, hey, you need to come visit this
Listen,
place.
Listen, and God bless them, I'll catch hell for this, but I'm proud to be from Augusta, Georgia. But Augusta, Georgia, and anybody that lives there will admit, if they're being honest, it's not what
horrible.
It used to be. I don't want to live
terrible.
There anymore. I go back and visit family, and I'm like, get me, I got to go, no.
Hashtag Dear America, can you be proud of where you're from, but still be rational enough to know that it kind of sucks at the
sucks.
Same time?
There's a reason I live in Fort Worth, Texas.
Yeah, some people like that part about it, too. They're that's why we keep out all the
granddaddy,
bad people.
My granddaddy used to tell me all the time. You know how your grandparents always say things that kind of don't make sense, but it's kind of like a riddle at the same time? He would always tell me, Graham, Mississippi, great place to live, but you probably, oh, no, excuse me. Yo, that's it. Yeah, sorry. I'm having to retrace my grandfather. Great place to live, but you'll probably never want to visit.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
What does that mean, Paul?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's like my dad used to say, it's a good place to be from.
Yeah, good place to be from.
Not still there, from there.
Like, yeah. I talk to my friends that have older kids still living there, and they're like, yeah, man, you know, once the kids graduate, we're probably going to move. because we know the kids ain't gonna stay here. Yeah. You know, they're leaving. I left.
Well, I noticed because I lived in Northeast Alabama, and I got two daughters. They're both in two different universities in Alabama, so God bless them. My money still goes to the state. But I can remember being over there, and I used to say, man, this part of the world, it's gorgeous. Like, it's just beautiful up here. But then you go in the Walmart, and you're like, oh, sweet Lord, what happened here? It's like, why do the ugliest people live in the prettiest places?
The entire website of people of Walmart is like the trinity of the southern states.
And I've made jokes about this online, and people get mad at me. But again, I don't apologize. I'm going to make fun of you. Yeah. But it's funny because I'm like, first of all, they should wrap the entire state in a prophylactic. But then, beyond that, I'm like
disclaimer, that was Chad Prather.
We
said
love
that.
Alabama.
I did not
love
say
Alabama.
That. Yeah. But your football teams are amazing.
But it's so different because you go in there and you have to appreciate, like Mark Twain said, and I'm paraphrasing, you know, nothing destroys prejudice like travel, and nothing destroys travel like prejudice. Mm. So going to these places, you do fall in love with the places and the people and stuff like that. But you know, it's not necessarily where you want to be.
Yeah. And in southern Missouri, like it's my favorite place. Beautiful, the lakes down there, the hills. And part of it's their weird politics because they're super conservative but anti-business.
You're talking about in the Ozarks area?
In the Ozarks. Yeah. So they're super, super conservative, but they don't want any business. So that keeps all the attractive things out, so they get those special little pockets. You know?
Speaking of attractive things, let's get into what everybody really wants to listen to this episode about. Let's talk about guns.
I love them.
All right. Yeah. I love guns. I just bought two more.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. You know, just if I could afford more than two at a time, I would do it. Anyway, well, actually, I could. It's just if Alyssa wouldn't kill me. Anyway, the point is, Walmart.
Mm-mm-mm.
The redneck in me loves you, man. The redneck in me loves you. I spent many a nights in high school hanging out in the parking lot like cool kids did back in 2004, 2003. But the American in me.
Yeah.
Wants to thunder kick you in the back of your face.
You're acting like a dick.
Yeah, you're being a... Oh, speaking of, yesterday I made a tweet, and it's still on Twitter, but I screenshotted the tweet. So Dick's Sporting Goods Twitter handle is at Dick's. Like, that's what it is. It's Dick's. So I said, hey, at Walmart, stop being a bunch of at dicks. I thought it was really clever.
That
right?
is super clever.
I thought it was clever. So I screenshot it and I posted it on Instagram. Next thing I know, I'm in trouble. Because apparently,
you love it.
Telling a corporation, not a person, that they're acting like a bunch of at dick sporting goods is offensive, apparently. Anyway, so I learned my lesson. So, for those of you who...
But did you really, Graham?
No.
Did you really?
I thought it was a comedic genius moment, but either way, I digress.
Yeah.
Because on Instagram, it's stupid. It's Dick Sporting Goods. Like, it actually spells it out. But Twitter, it's at Dick's.
Yeah.
I mean, you just... Man, come on. You can't not laugh at that. Point is, for those of you who have no idea what we're talking about, Walmart, in wakes of the latest mass shooting, has decided that they're going to take the fight to this epidemic, and they are now not allowing open carry in their stores, and they're not selling ammunition anymore. Is that what it is? So they're still selling guns as of right now.
Handgun ammunition and military style.
There it is. Yeah.
And no handguns in Alaska.
Yeah.
And then AR-15, short barrel rifle, and handgun ammunition is going away.
It's only
nationwide.
A matter of time before they cower down and they become the next dicks.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna keep the title of this. I think we need to go. Crap! Walmart, Kroger, and Dick's. Oh my!
Yeah,
I think if you're listening to this podcast,
I like the other one. Walmart, quit acting like Dick's.
Dick's in quotation marks, sporting goods. Like, well, okay. If you're listening to this episode,
we haven't decided yet.
We have not decided, but you know what we chose because you're listening to that.
That's
episode.
A good T-shirt, by the way.
Walmart, Kroger, and Dick's. Oh my!
I don't know what kind of trademark infringement that is, but that's a good T-shirt.
Yeah.
All right. So, but let's talk about it though on a serious aspect. And even as of this morning, I saw that Kroger now is following suit. You can no longer open carry in Kroger either. I don't know. Somebody, it may have even been Glenn. I may be quoting something Glenn said, but it was actually good. So, he said that the Second Amendment doesn't mean anything if individually people start stepping all over our rights and not allowing us to do it. Because good law-abiding American citizens don't want to be criminals. They don't want to do things that are against the law.
Yeah.
And so even though we know it's our constitutional right as Americans to have firearms, you know, you see the no weapons allowed signs. They're everywhere, absolutely everywhere. And so people will, well, not me, but a lot of people will respect that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a very valid point, right? Yeah. If we go in this, well, of course we support the Second Amendment, but for the safety of our customers, just not in here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If anything, aren't you making people more of a target?
That's what I'm saying.
At that point?
I mean, wasn't one of the last shootings in Walmart?
Yeah.
Like, what if it happened again and a guy's like, well, they just said I couldn't carry, so
imagine
I can't stop this guy.
Imagine if everybody in that Walmart had had a gun on them.
Well, okay, so tomorrow night, and I will give a little cheap shot here, but tomorrow night on my show, the Chad Prather Show podcast, I do a one-man commentary for 38 minutes on this topic all by myself.
Wow.
And just a straightforward commentary.
Yeah.
And finally just got it off my chest. And I know folks are like, well, we're beating this horse to death. But we're really not, because this is a real issue that's pressing us. I don't know of too many gun enthusiasts who really look at Walmart and say, well, that's where I'm going to get all of my guns.
No.
That's where I'm going to get my supplies. Maybe some shotgun shells or some ammo or something like that. So I get that. But you're right, Jake, because what you're doing is you're putting up a target, because criminals aren't going to read signs. If you're intent on killing somebody,
yep,
you're not going to go look for a 30-06 sign or a 30-07 sign.
Right.
Can I conceal? Can I open carry? Can I do those things? Or guns are banned. And that's why for me, now, first of all, I just decided a long time ago for numerous reasons, I don't want to go to Walmart because I don't do crack.
I don't go to Walmart that much anymore.
And I'm not talking about the drug. I'm talking about the 6 inches of rear end I'm seeing on the backside of the dude above his denim while he's at the ATM machine. But there's literally everything in Walmart can kill you.
Yeah.
Everything they sell in Walmart used a certain way.
The food can kill you?
I mean, the plastic forks, the greeting cards used the right way. I mean, it's all, I mean, they can set the house on fire with
a glass that you drink out of.
Yeah.
Bash it over somebody's head, sharp.
You know,
like,
and I tweeted, and I saw that Babylon Bee and a few others had done the same thing. But before I tweeted yesterday, I said, well, Walmart needs to stop selling car parts.
Yeah.
And, gosh, what was the other thing? Oh, cell phones, because more people die from those things usage than they do. And, of course, people on Twitter, they got to justify everything and say, yeah, because kids are really dying. You know, windshield wipers are really killing people. And I'm like, well, here's the thing. They're not banning the sale of guns, per se,
mm-hmm,
certain types of guns and certain components to the guns. And that's the point of the whole thing. It's not going to stop a person. Because, again, here's a guy who shot people in Midland and in Odessa in West Texas on, what was it, Saturday of this past weekend. And he had bought a gun somehow through a private person.
It's
private
super
seller.
Easy to get a gun.
You
all
can
you
get
gotta
a gun.
Do is go to a dude and be like, hey man, you want to make some money? I'll buy your gun from you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's super that's you know who talks about this? Well, we've got to have stricter gun laws to stop this stuff. Those are people that don't even own a gun and have no clue. They don't know people with guns.
Yeah.
They've never shot a gun. They have absolutely no idea what they're talking about. There ain't nothing.
Right.
Listen to me. There is nothing in this world ever that will stop criminals or bad people with bad intentions from getting a gun. Nothing, nada, zip. Never. Even
right.
if you stop making guns, there's billions of them already. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
So why in the world are we having conversations? The world is not a utopian society. The world is a terrible place. There is always going to be bad people. There will always be people getting shot by bad people with guns. So why in the Lord's holy majestic name would you try to enforce any type of gun regulations or gun mandatory buybacks or I don't know, that would stop law-abiding citizens from having the ability to level the playing field to protect their family?
What bugs me is that they always forget, like, the 2016 Nice in Paris or whatever, or France, Nice, France,
mm-hmm,
86 people he ran over.
Yeah.
It's like, no talks about banning large vehicles. In New York, the guy rented the Home Depot truck,
what
ran
objects
people
account
over.
For more murders yearly than anything.
And if you ban it, just like in the UK, mass rise of knife attacks, acid
no
attacks.
No more bricks. Can't have
bricks. Gonna kill
but
people.
But again, to your point, if there were mass stabbings, and there are,
mm-hmm,
you wouldn't say, well, we have a knife problem.
Right.
If there were, you know, you don't blame a pressure cooker. In Boston,
exactly.
You blame these two brothers who were terrorists.
Yeah.
And, you know, somebody said to me, they said, okay, well, to your point about the cell phones, well, let's just ban all cell phones and there won't be any more. And I said, are you going to tell me that if we ban all cell phones, there'll never be another automobile crash from a distracted drive? No, this is just a partial cause. It's like, well, we need to get rid of all the guns. Well, people would still get killed somehow or another. Because unless God lowers a big magnet out of the sky and just starts sucking those guns up, you're not getting rid of the 300 million guns that
Chad,
are in this country.
It's people. And again, this is purely opinion based. All right. This is just me. I've been doing this for 3 years now. Just constant just attacks from the left and hearing their arguments and things like this. It's not based. Anything the left argues is not based in any real truth or rationality.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they truly believe that by enforcing any type of gun control, that it's going to stop bad people from having guns, they're mentally insane. And they need to be institutionalized because that's not true. What's going to happen, and we kind of hinted at this yesterday where I said if a president ever is elected, or even Donald Trump, if Donald Trump ever said, and I love Donald Trump, but if Donald Trump ever said, we're taking your guns away from you, no, you're not.
Nope.
No, yeah. I will disobey the president of the United States. I'm not doing it. So, ironically, yesterday afternoon or either the same time we were talking about it, Meghan McCain is now in trouble. Because she clashed with her co-host on The View, go figure, Whoopi Goldberg causing problems, after suggesting that banning AR-15s or other assault rifles, and I hate when they say that because it's not what they're called, anyway, would cause a lot of violence. So the people freaked out when she said that. And so Meghan McCain is actually completely right. If you ever get to a situation, hashtag Dear America, let me know what you think. Do you agree with Meghan McCain? Because I do. All right. If you invoke any type of gun control or mandatory buybacks, which would lead to mandatory confiscation because people aren't going to do it, you're putting law-abiding good citizens in a situation that will lead to violence.
Yeah.
Because real Americans believe in our rights. So if cops show up at our door saying, give us your guns, no, I'm not doing it. Well, if you don't give us your guns, we're going to have to arrest you. Good luck trying to arrest me. Yeah. I didn't do anything wrong. Well, if you don't let us arrest you, then we're going to have to tase you. If you tase me, I'm getting, if you threaten me like that, I'm getting my gun. Yeah. If you get your gun, we're going to shoot you.
If they're afraid
of
crazy.
Well, if you're going to shoot me over taking my guns, I'm going to shoot you. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like that is what will happen. You will have good Americans in the street. You want to talk about a civil war breaking out or any type of war in general within our own country, try to take away the guns of law-abiding gun owners in America, and there is no way it doesn't lead to violence. Mm-hmm. Rational people understand this. Non-rational people, like the left, think that they're just going to make a rule. Sure.
Yeah. you know, American citizens own more guns than all the biggest militaries, including the United States combined.
That's what a billion guns. That's what America doesn't want the mass society to know. Okay. Yeah. So here we go. True. This isn't conspiracy stuff. This is real. Okay. Military installations. Do you know how difficult it is to get rifles with ammo on military installations? I'll tell you how difficult it is. You got to go to one dude who's an armorer. All right, that's got the stuff locked up behind closed doors and a key. One dude has got it. So you got to go, you got to check them out, sign all this paperwork. Then you got to go get the ammo from a completely different area. Okay, a military base is only guarded by so many dudes with locked and loaded guns.
Yeah.
There are more people, it's less than 1% serve in the military, right? Less than 1%. The Army has like 450,000 people. In the Army alone, there are 5 million registered gun owners in America. So the vast majority, if you include all the police, all the federal police, all the state police, all the highway patrol, all the county, everything, still doesn't equal to even half of the amount of people that have guns in American society.
Yeah.
The people have the power.
Oh, yeah.
All right. If we really wanted to run this freaking thing, we could. If we really wanted to, there would be casualties, sure. But if the government ever didn't have the benefit or the prosperity of the people in mind anymore, the people could take over really freaking easily, because before the military would even have time to set up to react, you could already take over a freaking base, man.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the guy 10 years ago, that major that shot up the military base, and how long it took for people to even get close to him. That's no different than here. Now, I'm not saying that's what needs to happen. In fact, it's the exact opposite. That's not what should happen at all. But the mainstream media doesn't want America to realize that we actually have the power. Guns are not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
If guns were the problem, everybody would be killing everybody. We'd be like slapping people to a duel again, like we did in the Wild Wild West. If guns were a problem, you hitting on my wife, meet me outside.
Right.
You know what I mean? We don't have a gun problem.
It's also media coverage of all these things. You hear about the Alabama mass shooting just happened?
No.
It was at a high school football game. 10 people shot by one dude. Why didn't they cover it?
I'd be interested to know.
That's why.
There right you go. There. That's what I was going to say.
Nobody
because it doesn't
heard
fit
about
the
narrative.
The only thing that people want to talk about is white people shooting people with an AR-15. That's all they want to talk about. Anyway, all I'm saying is hashtag Dear America, do you think violence is going to be there? Chad, what do you think?
Yeah, you know, the biggest threat, and I'll say this to the folks listening to the show, and I say it to the folks that listen to my show all the time, the biggest threat that your government has is you.
Yeah.
They know that. They realize that. Think about how many folks in the military, how many folks in law enforcement, how many people in the National Guard believe exactly the way what we do.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to stand for it either. Mm-mm. Because these people are registered private gun owners as well. So, I mean, I can remember back when I used to own any guns before the boating accident. And I used to say...
They all sank. I don't have any of them.
Yeah. Don't have a boat or any guns anymore. I barely made it to safety. That's what happened to my first wife. She went down with the guns.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
It's that kind of episode
when
Chad's
the government,
here.
But the government knows that the biggest threat to its power and control is you. The person listening to this right now, they know that. And that's one of the things. You know, we call ourselves conservatives, but we haven't conserved anything. Our government has continued to expand and expand and expand and expand. Mm. They know who we are. They got everything from facial recognition to our fingerprints on our phones to retinal scans at the airport to TSA observations and surveillance. They've got cameras that, do you realize in places like Washington, D.C., they have cameras out on the street that not only can see your face, analyze your face, but can store your face. And then if they need to look for a face, they can scan through 36 million faces per second in order to try to find you. You think you're living this private life? You're not. Let me tell you, the NSA, these guys that are out there, they have this technological power. But what people need to remind themselves is this. We, by the grace of God's divine hand and direction, won the Revolutionary War, won our independence, and it was a miracle that that happened because the American colonies were facing one of the most powerful militaries on the planet, in the world, and we won. We should not have won. I mean, it would be the equivalent of today, people saying, well, they're going to roll tanks up your street and blah, 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 blah. Well, as you said, there's tens of millions of people in here who are not going to stand for that. It's going to get...
And the biggest military bases are in the South.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get serious on that. All you got to do is look at Afghanistan as an example. 20 years, the Russians spent in there. They couldn't get those citizen warriors out of those caves, out of those bunkers. America's learned the same fate. That's why we're still there.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those permanent wars in Afghanistan. You know why? Because you got these folks armed with nothing but an AK-47 and a little bit of know-how, ingenuity, and willpower, and you can't get them out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I agree. And so, but it's not just what we're talking about. It's the narrative, all right, and what people believe and what they think and what they feel. So this is somebody that was responding to Meghan McCain, and I want to read it, and I want you to see how people think that this is even remotely the same thing. All right. Just like Meghan McCain, I grew up shooting guns, and when my brother and I were careless about shooting cans in the direction of cattle, my dad whooped our tails and took the guns away, in all caps. It's time for America to do the same with assault rifles. What a freaking idiot.
Yeah.
Are you trying to equate your daddy temporarily taking your rifle away because you're being a moron out there shooting towards the cows as the government taking your guns away from you for forever?
Yeah. That's how they look at the government.
Even if your daddy took away your rifles, if some intruder came up to your yard, I guarantee you, you'd get the rifle right back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What a... And then you've got Geraldo, and Sarah Silverman.
Still trying to be relevant.
All right. Sarah Silverman says, hunting is the sport of the diminutive penis. Mm. And then Geraldo shares that and replies, he doesn't rebuttal it. He says, AR-15s are the symptoms of small penises.
That's why I have two.
Yeah. That's why I have a lot more than two. I mean, this is Geraldo. This is a Fox News contributor these days. These are people that every day supposedly speak for Americans, right? Equating to gun ownership as penis envy.
I drive a big truck too.
Yeah.
So do I.
And a Corvette.
I got a truck. I didn't just buy the normal truck. I jacked it up, put a leveling kit on it, put all-terrain tires on it. You know what I mean? And if we can talk really quick without being crude, I never really cared about that. You know?
Me either.
How do I compare in certain things? I don't care. I know a lot of dudes, you know, that what do they call it? Penis envy?
Yeah.
Is that what like feminists call it or whatever? I could care less. If a dude is endowed by his good for him, man. Yeah. I don't care. How much money am I making? That's all I care about. You know what I mean? Can I buy a new car if I get to feeling sad about things? That's all I want to know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Our rights and our freedoms as Americans are not up for debate. They never are, or they're not now, and they should never be.
Right.
And my biggest fear right now is that people are just getting so tired of having the debate that they're almost like just throwing their hands up. But just, you know, I don't care anymore.
Yeah,
kind of thing. Because Americans get in this mentality of, well, nothing's ever happened since I've been alive. So probably nothing ever is going to happen. So...
Well, so look at Hong Kong. All right. So these folks are out there protesting because they would love to have a Second Amendment. They would love to have an American Constitution.
They'd love to have an American flag as their country's flag.
You can't own a gun in Hong Kong unless you're a member of a hunting club. So that's why I've said over and over, they just need more hunting clubs. Because, you know, Hong Kong's a bastion for hunting. But
I'm sure it's much more difficult to get being a part of a hunting club.
You can't get it. It's very, very difficult. These people have no rights. Their rights that they've had have been taken away. The problem with the American people today, and you're right, Graham, people have not been through anything.
Correct.
They haven't experienced oppression. They haven't experienced a loss of their freedoms, their loss of their liberty. And so to that degree, we are manufacturing crisis. Mm-hmm. Let me just be real blunt. You know, you want to fix the mental state of people in the world today. You got to beat that ass. That's what you got to do. These parents have to come back along and embrace discipline. And when I say that, I don't mean go out there beating your kids. I mean, if that's, you know, if whippings are what you believe in, hey, I believe in them too. Mm-hmm. But you got to discipline your children, make them mentally tough, help them deal with bullying and rejection. Here's a guy in Midland, Odessa, Texas, who lost his job.
Yeah.
All right. And so he just decided, screw it, I'm out. So he couldn't handle that form of rejection. Man, there's other jobs you can get.
Yeah.
There's other jobs you can go get, but he didn't know how to deal with that, so his crazy came out, and he started shooting people.
Yeah.
This guy had an agenda because of that, because he was crazy. Why aren't we, you know, we have parentless homes, we have parents that are working, you know, multiple jobs, two-parent careers, and, you know, we still have this latchkey phenomenon in many ways, but on the bigger note, we're not telling kids no. We're not teaching them mental and physical toughness.
Yeah, how to lose.
Maybe the problem is not guns. Maybe the problem is the society that we're creating.
Oh, for sure.
You know, back 20, 30 years ago, if something bad happened to you and you were complaining about it, people would tell you to shut up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stop whining. What is wrong with you? Nobody cares.
Settle it on the playground.
A boy's picking on you. Go hit him. You know, I mean, it's just the truth. I'm not condoning violence, but by God, sometimes you got to teach people that life sucks,
right?
And it doesn't care about you, and neither does anybody else. Mm-hmm. Maybe your mama and your grandmama, they might care, or your wife, but what does that really matter in the long scheme of things, dealing with the world? you got to punch life right back in the mouth because it's going to hit you all day, every day.
Did you, speaking of small penises, did you see the picture of Billy?
Got penis on
in
the brain.
In Austin. The guy, just the picture said, here's Billy turning over his AR-15 to an Austin police officer. The police officer's holding his case with the AR-15 and shaking Billy's hand. The comments after that on Twitter are hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, talking about what Billy's a moron and Billy needs to go let his mother wash his hair. I mean, don't be nice. Billy. Don't ever be Billy.
I did see I did see a photo of two black police officers holding AR-15s. I don't know. The police, in certain police, they probably have M4s. Certain police officers. Anyway, and if you don't know the difference between AR-15 and M4, well, you're exactly the idiots that I'm talking about that don't need to be making decisions about guns. Either way.
M stands for massive rifle.
No. Okay, so AR-15 is, it's safe and semi. That's it.
Yeah.
M4s can go to burst and things like that. Yeah, it's a military rifle. Anyway, point is, the caption said, it's funny no one calls it assault rifle when police officers are holding it.
Mm-hmm.
Same rifle.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing. Police officers can go rogue just like anybody else.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the training has nothing to do. Training is nothing more than effectiveness of the shot and safety procedures of handling a rifle. That's training.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with your mental stability on whether or not you would murder somebody or not.
Mm-hmm. You have to, if you're going to get a concealed carry license, let's speak, for instance, the state of Texas. The state of Texas is reasonably easy. You still have to take a class. It could be a little more stringent, but you still have to take a 6-hour class. You still have to pass a test. You have to do a shooting proficiency. You got to score a certain level with your shots at 3 yards, 7 yards, and 15 yards. And then you still have to go through an ATF background check. You got to get all fingerprinted. Uh-huh. These are multi-level processes. They're checking your identity backwards and forwards. So as soon as this shooting happened, the very next day on Sunday, on September 1st, they enacted some more laws where they actually, in the state of Texas, they loosened the carry laws.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can carry in a church, in a synagogue, in a mosque. If you walk into a place that will not allow carry and they notice that, you're not going to get in trouble unless you refuse to leave when they ask you. Now they you can have more teachers on campuses carrying guns or that are set aside to carry the guns. In foster homes, in certain places, under certain restrictions, you can have them. So they loosened it. But my thing is, they didn't loosen them enough, Graham. They should have. Here's the thing.
If did you just say prove, gay Graham?
Gay Graham.
Gay Graham.
Yeah, I don't know what's coming out of me.
It's something
weird with that penis thing. But anyway, here's what I'm saying. If they did not loosen them enough, because if I have proven proficient in my use of a firearm, and I've proven that I have no problems whatsoever, I should be able to carry it anywhere I go.
Right.
Anywhere I go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do we need to be able to vet people better? Yeah, absolutely we do. Do we need to be able to make sure that we don't have crazy people carrying guns? Yeah, but you know what? As you said earlier, crazy people are going to get guns, and they're going to come in there. But you know what? I would love to know that Jake, who I know is of sound mind and body and proficient with his firearm, is in that room with me when that goes down.
At least you have a chance.
You got to fight.
At the end of the day.
You got a dog in the fight.
You go from a 0% chance to a 50-50 chance.
And what trade-off do they want? So they don't account for all these thousands and thousands of instances that guns save people's lives a year. So you want to take that away?
Yeah.
And then the couple hundred people that die of mass shootings, or the thousands of people that will die now because they can't protect themselves?
Yeah, again, we've beat it to death. I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm pretty positive that the vast majority of you are pro-gun supporting people. But it goes like this. I don't really know what the answer is, but here's what I do know. People are always going to kill people with guns, and there's nothing that can be done about that.
Or with something.
But, you know, but specifically, you know, this, people, there's always going to be crazy people. There's always going to be bad people. They're going to get a gun if they want a gun, and there's nothing you can do about it. So trying to limit and restrict the constitutional freedoms of law-abiding gun owner Americans is never the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, in a society where I know that crazy people have guns, I want a gun.
Yeah. Something important to remember, though, 71% of Democrats support the idea of the mandatory buyback. So go out and vote for 2020. A Democrat gets in there.
Of course they do. Those are the only people that
71%.
Do.
71%. I know, but That's what we're fighting
Well,
against.
I don't know a Democrat. Democrats didn't own my guns in the first place. Neither did the government.
Well, that's the thing. A buyback?
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to use your tax money to buy your gun back.
Yeah, man. And that's the, you know, I saw.
Don't worry about all the details.
The Democrats are super big about this loose wording and saying things that kind of shaded in one direction or the other. Bernie Sanders is really good at this. Bernie Sanders is the only person I know that can say free health care by raising taxes in the same sentence. And everybody go, woo. Oh, that sounds like a great idea. No, you idiots. It's still not free, and it's going to cost you anyway.
It's never it's never enough. You legislate perversion, and guess what? Now you got to legislate pedophilia. You legislate pedophilia, guess what? Now you're going to legislate bestiality.
Yep.
It's never enough.
Yeah.
So let's see. And you're right. Look, murder's illegal, but people are still going to do it.
It's my identity.
So more laws don't make a difference whatsoever. And let's say you do outlaw, ban, or buy back AR-15s. People are going to still find ways to kill each other, which, by the way, handguns are used in far more instances than rifles.
I'm applying for a minority scholarship at a college.
Well, you can,
because I identify as a Native American.
You can now.
70-year-old woman, Native American.
I know. Yeah. Oh God. You know, somebody brought this up, and you know, I got ripped to shreds by the trans community last week. Woo! They were super pissed.
That's hot.
well, basically, I said that trans people think they know better than God. And apparently, that was a big no-no of things to say. And so I saw Charlie Kirk post a video just yesterday, and where he was having a conversation about genders. There's only two genders. And the main argument that the left tries to do, try to say, well, sex and gender are two different things. Gender is a social construct.
Mm-hmm.
You can be whatever you want to be. Mm-hmm. And Charlie Kirk straight up said, can I be black?
Right.
And then they're like, well, I don't know about that. You know, kind of thing. And he's like, well, can I be a bobcat? Sure, you can be a bobcat.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't be black, but I can be a bobcat. And so you're right. It is a social construct of idiocracy.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. And so if sex and gender are different, then how come the transgender community are literally trying to change their sex to be something else?
Yeah, to be the social construct of what a woman is.
So sex and gender are directly related.
Yeah.
They're not different. Gender is directly related to your sex. And I don't know. It's like a never-ending paradox of stupid.
Well, they hate the social construct so much, but they're adding to it. They're like, I hate the social construct of male-female. Let's add to it and add 30 more genders.
I want the gender that I don't have to pay taxes anymore. Yeah. What's that gender?
Yeah, that's
taxless gender, tax-a-gender.
I'm a tax-a-gender.
I like that. I'm a tax-a-gender. I don't want to do that anymore.
You know, you make an excellent and profound point with that, Jake, because they you know, these social constructs, that's just another place of the patriarchy. It's their power. Mm-hmm. You know, so we got to get rid of these constructs. But then they're making it harder and harder and harder.
Yeah.
I mean, you got the alphabet people, right? You got
I just don't care.
I don't either.
You know, is it such a bad thing to just be indifferent about things anymore? You know, I think people take disagreeance as hatred, but they take not caring as even more offensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't care. If you want to spend your money, don't you try to spend my money. But if you want to spend your money, change your anatomy to be different. You can't change your chromosomes, but, you know, I mean, you want to have a male part instead of a woman part, or a woman part instead of a male. Go for it.
Yeah.
But by God, don't sit here and think that I'm going to be okay with, if you're really a dude going in there when my soon-to-be six-year-old daughter is trying to go to the bathroom. No.
It's that and like the compelled speech.
I will choke slam you.
Like, you are forced.
Graham said he's going to physically assault. If a dude trying to be a woman is trying to go into the female bathroom when my daughter is in there, he ain't going in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, no, you're dang right.
I don't know. Some of these girls are pretty convincing.
Oh, my God.
You're going to identify.
Some of these guys, I'm like, this guy.
You're going to identify somebody with no teeth.
Again, you know, and I had a conversation with the LCR, and they're the Log Cabin Republicans. And
that's racist.
Awesome.
No, they're basically.
They're really cool.
No, they're really cool guys. But, I mean, they're gay conservatives. That's what they are.
That's
and so,
gay.
So we had a lot of conversations with like the president of the LCR, and he said, you know, the only thing that you're required to do as an American is tolerance. That's it.
Yeah,
you don't have to agree, you don't have to like it, you don't have to support it, you don't have to bend over backwards to make other people feel good. just tolerant. You mm-hmm. can't throw like stones and stuff at people that want to be gay or bi or transgender or questioning and all this stuff. And he's right. I mean, you know, from a freedom aspect of things, I agree with that completely.
Oh, yeah.
From a religious standpoint, I don't agree with it at all. But from a political standpoint, he's right. But that's where people get it mixed up. I'll tolerate your lifestyle that you choose to be because you're mm-hmm. an American. If you want to do that, fine. Right. I don't like it. Don't come nowhere near around my kids and expect my children to go into a bathroom with you if you're not really that gender. Right.
And let's break it down even in simpler terms. I have a household. You have a household. Jake has a household.
Yeah.
Your lifestyle in your household is not my lifestyle
Correct.
In my household and all the way around this table. And that's not about sexual persuasions
no.
or orientations. It's just we all live our lives differently
yeah.
in our way. That's what makes us unique. And I tolerate your lifestyle in yeah. your home. And guess what? When I come into your home, which yeah. you're gracious enough to allow me in, I honor the way you do things right. in your
exactly.
house. I don't kick your dog.
And that,
I kick my
that's
dog.
Something that's something that we've lost, right? Back in the day when I was growing up and 20, 30 years ago, that's the way it was. You live your life the way you want to live it at your house.
Mm-hmm.
But when you step foot out of your house, out of your domain, you do what the rules, regulations, and standards are of where you're going.
Yeah.
Because you don't own that. That ain't yours. And we've lost that. Bake it down. Break it down to the most basic of things. Take smoking, for example. All right, smokers. You want to smoke in your house? I'm allergic to smoke. It messes me up. But if I go into your house, I'm not going to ask you to stop smoking because it's your house. I chose to go into your house knowing that you're a smoker. But if you're a smoker, don't you dare come into my house and try to light a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? This ain't your house. You know what I mean? It is... I know that's a really basic way to break it down, but it's the same principle of the same point. You know, if you want to be transgender and all this stuff, awesome. If you want to identify as a woman when you're a man, awesome. But don't expect every place in America to have genderless bathrooms
right.
or allow you to go into the women's bathroom if that's not what you really are.
Yeah.
And to me, it's a very simple thing. You know, I don't understand where we got in this society of, well, because people's feelings will get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got to do it like this. Well, so, he's only partially through his reconstruction surgery. He has boobs, but the penis is still there. But he's going to go into the bathroom with your 6-year... No, he's not. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, and that's not bigotry. That's not hatred.
Right.
That's not saying that your lifestyle shouldn't exist. That's not saying that you shouldn't exist. That's saying that, Jesus, Lord, play by the rules, man.
Yeah.
Just respect everybody else the way you want to be respected.
Well, let's take tolerance and make it, as you said, let's make that the foundational issue. Okay, now how far do I have to go to tolerate you?
Mm.
Okay, I can look at you and say, hey, it's just you. I mean, hey, how are you? Good to see you.
Yeah.
You hope you're having a great day. Blah, blah, blah. I tolerate you. I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay, but see, that's not enough. For so many on the left. For them, now I have to change my mind that I not only accept you, that I need to think like you. I need to be like you. And then take it one step further. What all do I have to change? Do I have to cut my penis off too? I mean, do I have to physically become like you? Or do we just become a whole bunch of anatomically genderless automatons with all the same brains and all these things? Because at the end of the day, that is the That's the sum total of this logic.
You guys seen the show Mindhunters? You guys ever seen that show? Yeah. You seen the new season?
I haven't.
Okay.
I don't watch TV. I love Jesus.
I'm not gonna give anything away, but there's this character in the new season, and what you're talking about, Chad, actually made me think about this. So I like to use movies and TV and my stuff because I'm simple from Mississippi, and that's what I do. There is a guy portraying, and before I say this disclaimer, I am not saying that this is okay in any way, shape, form, fashion. I'm using it for a point. There is a white actor who is playing a Klansman in Atlanta in like the 1970s, okay? And even though he's a horrible person, because he's a Klansman, he says something that was very powerful that I think a lot of Americans need to hear right now. So they bring him in for questioning because he's a Klansman and everybody hates him, and rightfully so. You know, if you hate people based on their skin color, you're a terrible person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he says some things. And again, this is a TV show. But he says this. He says, I hate black people. Media matters. You're going to take that out of context, but that's not what I'm saying. Anyway, in the show, he says, yeah, I hate black people. But it's not against the law or the Constitution to hate somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's not illegal.
Yeah, you can't be arrested for hating somebody.
I can hate whoever I want. Mm-hmm. I can talk bad about whoever I want. I have the First Amendment. I can say racist things if I want to. Now, switching it back to reality here, that's mm-hmm. what he said in the show. Mm-hmm. The reality is, are those moral things to do? Absolutely not. But he's not wrong either. The only thing that the First Amendment does not protect is incitement of violence against people.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that First Amendment doesn't protect is you actually committing violence to mm-hmm. other people. There ain't nothing about the Constitution, the laws, legalities, nothing that says that we have to be okay with anything that anybody else does.
Yeah, I hate the Raiders.
Yeah.
For sure.
If somebody steals your wife from you, you probably hate them. See what I'm saying? But is it illegal for them to come steal your wife? No, not really.
I hate the fact that I had to pay them so much.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you may have to pay some money, or they may have to pay some money, or you may lose some money. But is it illegal?
Right.
No.
Yeah.
Are you going to go to prison for it? No. Some people will probably argue, well, technically it is illegal because you can get a divorce off that. And I have to pay
Saudi Arabia.
You know, but what I'm saying is, you don't die because you choose to leave somebody or cheat on somebody or something like that.
Hashtag Ilhan Omar.
Yeah.
Anyway, what I'm saying is this, is the problem that we have in today's society is we think that not only are people supposed to tolerate our decisions in life, you are right. You are an American. You have the right to be and do whatever you want. The religious side of the conversation is a completely different side of the conversation. But as far as an American, you can do, be, think, feel, identify as whatever you want. But when you start expecting everyone else to bend over backwards and change their ways mm-hmm. to make you feel better, that's where that you are now encroaching upon their rights mm-hmm. as a person.
Yeah.
Yep.
And anyway, somehow we got on a real philosophical thing. Jake, you've been wanting to say something for a while here. What?
Well, let's change it up, do some funny stuff.
All right, let's do it.
Wrap this thing up. Going to do a little section I call real news versus fake news.
I'm
going to read y'all.
Me and Chad against each other?
I'm going to read a story, and y'all say if this is real news or this is fake
news. How many are there?
Like 5.
Okay. All right.
100.
All right.
AOC guest stars on The Price is Right and guesses everything as free.
Oh, well, that's fake.
Fake news.
That's fake.
Yeah.
That's an easy one. Give us a hard one, man. That's easy.
Joe Biden recently spoke to a crowd in Iowa saying, "I like all the races, even the bad ones."
That could really be true.
Oh, God, that could be true. I like all the races, even the bad ones.
I'll go fake news on that.
I'll go true just to change it up.
Yeah, it's fake.
Ah, dang it. That would have been gold. I'd have made a video as soon as we got done doing this.
He'll say that in the future.
Yeah. Marianne Williamson, the voodoo queen running for president, offers a plan to deal with the U.S. gun crisis, which includes banning bullets and creating a Department of Peace.
True.
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 All right. 3-2.
Okay. Hurricane Dorian destroys the majority of Palm Beach, but leaves a few buildings still standing, including Mar-a-Lago.
True.
Fake news.
I don't know. I made that one up. It's probably fake.
Well, Mar-a-Lago hadn't been torn down. No, I would have heard about
Palm
that.
Palm Beach is okay. Yeah. It's still hovering over the Bahamas.
Dadgummit.
Yeah.
Well, then you can't ask a question. How are we supposed to know if we're tired?
That's how fake news works, Graham.
Exactly.
Then you have to pick
sounded
then,
good.
Part of the game.
No, because it was 3-2. You gave us one you made up. You gotta tell who got it right. I said true. He said false.
It's fake.
Oh, come on.
I mean, I made it up this morning.
Fine. Dadgummit.
There is a art exhibit.
Well, I've lost already. Go ahead.
This one's fun. There's an art exhibit in London that visitors must brush past a naked man and naked woman in the doorway to get inside.
A man can dream.
True, because that's funny.
Yeah, look at that.
True. That's fantastic.
Americans, 40% of Americans wouldn't be able to squeeze through that.
Oh, man.
Even our poor.
All right. That's it for this episode of the Dear America podcast. If you are listening, we hope you enjoyed Chad, yeah. It's always an honor having you come.
This was fun.
This is your first time on the podcast,
isn't
it?
First time on the podcast.
We're going to have you on.
I've been on Dear America. Rant Nation, but
that's
I've never
true.
Been on Dear America.
That's true. Yep. First Dear America. Anyway, all right. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys so much for in the polls on the iTunes charts. If you're listening, leave us a comment and leave us 5 stars. It helps us in the rankings. It helps us appear more for new people to find us.
Yeah.
If you enjoy this show, tell a friend. Tell a friend, have them subscribe. It helps us more than anything, and we appreciate you. Chad, where can people find what you got going on?
Well, if you want to go to, if you want to find out about the Eagles of Liberty tour or the Freedom to Laugh tour or my Star Spangled Banter tour, you can get them all the dates, all across the country. WatchChad.com. I will be doing a benefit show 9/11 in Branson, Missouri for the American Valor Foundation, which is, of course, Chris Kyle's family, parents, and brother. I'm on their board of directors, and we're going to be over there, Jason Pritchett, myself. We're going to have fun in Branson, Missouri, the Dick Clark Theater.
Oh, yeah.
You can get information, watchchad.com. And, of course, tune into the Chad Prather Show. As soon as you listen to Dear America, just go right on over and listen to us where podcasts are offered, too.
Exactly.
We have a lot of fun.
Just make sure you do it second. Anyway.
That's exactly right. I'll just take some of the numbers. There you go.
Jake, where can they find you?
Producer_Jake on Instagram.
And as always, I am Graham Allen. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Dear America podcast. And we'll see you again next time.
See ya.